What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.
Supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hoped for nothing but bounty, and from whom I feared nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is resorting to Ahlul Bayt.
Inna fil jannati nahran laban إن في الجنة نهرا لبن علي وحسين وحسن.
Today is Saturday, is the 8th of Zilqa'dah, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Khordad, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of June, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is the Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse 55. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون.
Your ally is none but Allah, and therefore His Messenger and those who have believed, those who establish prayer and give zakah, and they bow in worship.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It has been cited in the occasion of revelation of this verse that a beggar entered the mosque of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and ask people for a charity. Nobody gave him anything. Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam pointed his finger to him while he was bowing in the prayer, and he remitted his ring to that beggar. In honoring of this remittal, the verse was revealed.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, every day for 15 minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
You are with today's special and one question. Why is it necessary for the Imam to be infallible, and how can one tell that an Imam is infallible or not? Some ahadith can be found on the infallibility of the prophets and Imams. The hadith of Thaqalain, or the two weighty and precious things. This hadith is a mutawatir one. According to this hadith, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, has considered his progeny and household to be equal to the Quran, saying that the two will never separate. This is also clear proof of their infallibility, because even the smallest sin, accidentally, is considered practically parting from the Quran. Therefore, just as mistake has no way in the Quran, it also has absolutely no way in the progeny of the Prophet, and they are totally free of it. Now that it has been clarified that the Imam, who is the successor to the Prophet, must be infallible from both sin and mistake, there is no way to identify who the infallible is unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us know, because He is the only one who is totally aware of the insides and spirits and concealed secrets of all people.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bin ista'in. In this episode, we are going to discuss some important aspects of seeking support of the infallible imams. In the beginning, it must be indicated that there are many prayer texts and du'as and, I should like to say, sermons, in which we find some important aspects of the characteristics of the infallible imams are highlighted. certainly one of the important aspects or important outcomes of Shiite religious Shi religious culture is that in it we find the text of Ziyarat-e-Jame-e Kabire. When it's called Ziyarat-e-Jame-e Kabire, it's the title given to this prayer text because of its length, because it's a bit lengthy but not tedious. This ziyarat text was issued by the 10th infallible Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salam. In it we find that all the important and praiseworthy characteristics of the infallible Imams are highlighted. Personally, I believe that the praiseworthy traits and qualifications of the infallible Imams are much more highlighted than what has been indicated in this Ziyarat text. However, this Ziyarat text has been worded and phrased at the level of people's understanding.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun.
The concept of tawassul, or resorting to intermediary. Some people claim that asking for help to other than God is polytheism. Such people should never go to doctor when they become sick, because this is polytheism or shirk. Their going to doctor is a type of seeking help from a specialist, even though they do not say by their tongue that they are getting help from the doctor. Acting shirk is enough. Also, they should not ask any question from anyone or request anything from anyone, because all these are shirk. Furthermore, they shouldn't eat any food, because they should not help themselves by any other than God. Here is what they are missing. If we get help from anybody, we do it with the understanding that he by his own cannot help us. He cannot benefit us unless Allah wishes to.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
IRIB English Radio. Today's special. Morality of Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him. Paying off a heavy loan. Abu Muhammad Ghaffari, one of the companions in the time of Imam Reza, has reported, "I had a heavy debt. So I said to myself, I had no option for paying off my debt except that of seeking help from my master, Abul Hassan Ali ibn Musa Reza. So I set off for the Imam's house in the morning. When I reached there, I asked for permission to see the Imam. And when I entered the room, the Imam said, Abu Muhammad, I am aware of your need. You will pay off your debt. When evening came, I was served the dinner. And the Imam then said, will you stay with us or leave? I said, Master, should you fulfill my need, I prefer to leave. Then the Imam gave me a handful of dinars. I bid him farewell and went to a place I could see the dinars. He said, O Abu Muhammad, there are 50 dinars. 26 are for paying off the debt and 24 for the living expenditures. The next morning when I look at the dinar precisely, it was not less than 50 dinars either.
These 12 shining stars come from the family and the progeny of God's greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. If we want to achieve salvation and success, we have to develop a strong relationship with our imams. They are our leaders. Allah has blessed us with these amazing leaders. Our youngsters, our families must live with the spirit of the imams, the teachings of the imams, the lessons that we have from the imams. I'll be very honest with you. Unfortunately, in many of our communities and families, you find our kids, mashallah, when it comes to entertainment, sports, they have excellent memory. They can tell you about the lives of 50 or 100 sports actors or actors in Hollywood. They know their history. They know the sports actor, how many, you know, scores he's made in the past. And they can go on for hours and hours knowing about these figures. But when it comes to our 12 Imams of Ahl al-Bayt, we really don't know much about them. Especially the later Imams, Al-Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, Al-Imam al-Hadi, Al-Imam al-Askari. Rarely do we know anything about them. And this is a tragedy, because Allah has blessed us with these shining stars, so we benefit from them. Based on this, my dear brothers and sisters, it was suggested that we offer a series on the life of the Imams, to go through their life one by one, to know them, to know some brief information about their biography, and to learn from their lessons. The more we know about these Imams, the more successful we become. The Imam teach us how to be successful, how to be hardworking, how to be sincere, how to prepare for your akhirah. And the hadith states, 1 hour of contemplation and seeking knowledge is more valuable than 70 years of praying, of salah. Or another hadith says, 70 rak'ahs of salah. So this is a wonderful opportunity for us to seek knowledge and get closer to our faith, my dear brothers and sisters. But it's very important for us to know the significance of the imams.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.
And with this nice and interesting story, we finish this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for joining us till this time. And till another greetings, we bid you goodbye. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami.
La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and how about beginning the day with a saying from Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet's eighth infallible heir. The evilest of people is that who deprives others of his aid, eats alone, and lashes his bondman.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Within Islam and within the Holy Quran, there is a gradation or a kind of spectrum, if you would like to say, of people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even amongst the Muslims. So we have individuals who, most of us are, we are Muslims. And then you have a group of people who are mu'min. Those who are, I don't know, you know, they translate it as believers. But it is more than that. Those people who iman and belief has not only, you know, been something that has flown from their tongues, but rather it is something that has penetrated their hearts. And it is something that has become, you know, in terms of psychology, a trait to them, this iman, this belief. Hence they are called mu'min. And these individuals who are mu'min have a particular status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is not a small status that these individuals have. For these individuals have earned the status. This is something important to understand. Is that yes, we recite the kalima, or we are born Muslim, we grew up in a Muslim household, but that does not mean that we have a status and a position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That status and that position, that proximity is earned. It is earned on merit. It is that iman. It is that belief. And that not only that belief, but that belief that flows from the depths of one's heart. That one is called a mu'min. In this tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he explains that status of this type of individual. And the Holy Prophet says that al-mu'min, so again, a particular type of believer, al-mu'min, because of the alif lam at the beginning, you know, a particular type of believer, right? That type of believer is dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks more lovingly at this individual, or kind of has a greater, you know, respect is a bad word, but a closer affinity to this individual who is a mu'min than he has for his closest angels. And we know that because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the apex and the ideal of al-mu'min. And there was no one closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to, you know, step in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though they are huge footsteps, but hopefully we can kind of put our foot in the very same place as he did sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. And at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Dear audience, today we are going to listen to the recitation of Sheikh Hamdi Zamil reciting verses 21 and 22 of Surah Ar-Rum. Let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. And among his signs is that he created for you from among yourselves mates, that you may find repose in them, and he has put between you affection and mercy. Verily in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect. And among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the difference of your languages and complexions. Verily in that are indeed signs for people of sound knowledge.
Welcome back to your audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 21 and 22 of Surah Ar-Rum, recited by the great Egyptian reciter, Sheikh Hamdi Zamil. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This reciter, he's reciting in Warsh an-Nafi'.
Yeah, the riwaya.
The riwaya of Warsh an-Nafi'. And also, at the end, he recites in Khalaf an-Hamza.
He which changed has the riwaya.
Yeah. The sect. It's the characteristic, the very obvious characteristic of Hamza. Khalaf on Hamza is the sects that we have.
The pause.
The pauses. Wa min ayatihi wal ard, for example. Wa min ayati. He doesn't say wa min ayati. Like
at the beginning, you mean?
In the beginning. Wa min ayati. So we have naql. The Hamza has a fatha. The Hamza that's after the Nun Sakina has a Fatha. This Fatha is given to the previous letter, which is Nun Sakina.
Which is Sakin, actually.
It's a second letter, yes. It's a nun sakina. So we have to say waminayati.
I mean, naqla takes place when there is sakin.
Exactly. There has to be a sakin letter that's followed by a hamza.
In the next letter.
Either in the next letter or in the word itself.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Waminayatihi an. We have lengthening of matul munfasil in warsh, which is 6 vowel counts all the time. We don't have a choice for warsh. But we do have matul bedel. Ayati is a matul bedel. Matul bedel means the cause of the med is before the med instead of after the med. In ayati, we can see that the hamza is before the alif instead of being after the alif. Okay, for example, ayatihi an, the cause is after the ya'ul med of one ayati. But here, ayati, the hamza is actually the cause, which is before the long vowel.
And what takes place here?
Matul bedel. You have a choice for matul bedel in warsh. Either 2 vowel counts, 4 vowel counts, or 6 vowel counts. If you notice, in the next verse, verse 22, Sheikh Hamdi Zamil, he reads the matul bedel in waminayati in all 3 ways of warsh. He says, وَمِنَايَاتِهِ وَمِنَايَاتِهِ وَمِنَايَاتِهِ. First 2, then 4, and then six. And then he continues the verse. This is allowed, and a lot of reciters, they do this. For example, everything is the same in that verse except for example, one phrase.
Yes.
They repeat that phrase in another riwayah.
But this is not another riwayah, I think.
This could happen within 2 riwayahs, or whenever in warsh, for example, there are 3 options.
And
this only happens in warsh. Warsh allows this kind of thing. Otherwise, in hafs, you're not allowed to, for example, say, wamin ayatihi.
I want to talk about the rule consistency. Is it observed
Matul
here?
Badal does not require consistency.
Sorry?
Matul Badal does not require consistency in warsh. That's the point.
Okay.
And like I said, the riwayah sometimes, they just repeat one phrase. If you listen to Abdul Basit's Surah Hamd.
Yeah, the riwayah, of course, can change.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahimi. Maliki Yawmiddin. And then he goes back to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And he says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm al-Din. This is Susi. The before it was Warsh. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Just normal Maliki Yawm al-Din. The Susi has Idghamul Kabir. Which means that you do Idgham whenever there are 2 letters, same letters. The first one, both of them have Haraka. Nevertheless, Idgham takes place. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahimi Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahimi Maliki Yawmiddin. But Susi is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin.
And the final point?
Another point is that whenever there is a letter of Isti'la, we have to make sure that the letters that are after or before that letter are not affected
by that letter
of tafkhim of the istila. For example, khalqa. We don't say khalqa. The lam should not have tafkhim.
And the shape of lips help us.
Yeah, the lips spread when pronouncing khalqa.
When pronouncing lam, actually.
Yes. Wakhtilaf, not wakhtilaf. Wakhtilaf. And by the way, whenever the letters of Isla are sakin, the level of tafkhim is very low, the second lowest level.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
كتاب الله I am going to share with you is few hadith I have selected from Al-Kafi by the late Sheikh Kulaini, Kitabu Fadl al-Quran. There is a section on the merits of the Quran. Hadith number 11 is the one which I said is like a brief version of hadith number 1. And Jabir and Abi Ja'far alayhi salam, Jabir narrates from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, يَجِيءُ الْقُرْآنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي أَحْسَنِ مَنْظُورٍ إِلَيْهِ. The Quran comes in the best appearance, in the best, you know, face. And it reaches Muslimin. They say he is one of them, but he passes by. It reaches prophets. They say he's one of them, but he passes by them. Then he reaches angels. They say he's one of us, but the Quran would continue. حَتَّى يَنْتَهِي إِلَى رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ, till the Quran comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Quran says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabb, فلان ابن فلان أذمأت حواجره وأسهرت ليله في دار الدنيا. Quran says, Oh Allah, so and so is a kind of witness, testimony, report. So and so are the people that I made their throats very thirsty. I made them unable to sleep. I kept them awake during the night. Means these are the people who recited me, reflected on me, okay? And so, no. I didn't keep them awake. I didn't make them thirsty. فَيَقُولُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَدْخِلْهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ عَلَى مَنَازِلِهِمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, those people who have been respecting the Quran, they should go to heaven, but in different ranks.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن.
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء.
Brothers and sisters, regarding the first phrase of this dua, اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء, O Allah, I ask you by your mercy that envelops everything. We have talked about numerous topics and aspects of the mercy of the Almighty Allah. We talked about the creatures of the world, the human being, the inhabitants of the world, and the different stages in the creation of man. We also talked about the different manifestations of the Almighty Allah's mercy in sustenance, in the respiratory system of our bodies, in the skin of our bodies, and of course in the remarkable uses of the creatures in this world, specifically the plants and the animals. But yet, we have many stories, many traditions telling us how vast this embracing mercy of the Almighty Allah is. In one of the well-known books, which is Mantiq al-Tayr, you all know, written by Attar, he narrates one specific story. One night, Gabriel was by Sidratul Muntaha when he heard the Almighty saying Labbaik in reply to someone Gabriel did not know. He wanted to know who was the one who deserved to be answered by Allah, but found no one in all the heavens and the earth, and he still heard Allah repeating his reply. He searched again and again, but saw no one of such rank before Allah. Then he asked the Almighty, O Allah, direct me to your servant whom you have answers. He was answered, watch Rome. Gabriel looked and saw an idolater in a temple, crying and calling an idol. Gabriel was astonished by this and said, uncover the truth for me, O Allah. How come an idolater calls his idol and you answer him out of mercy? Gabriel was replied, my servant's heart had become so hard that he had lost his way, but I am pleased with the way he worships. So I reply to him so that he may find the right path. At the same moment, the idolater began to call the unique Allah. So the Almighty Allah has specific mercies even for the idolaters who have come to worship the idols out of being misled by some others, but on condition that they have pure souls.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. Oh Allah, bless Muhammad and his progeny. Oh Allah, I beseech you by your mercy, which encompasses everything. And by your power, by which you overcome everything, and which submits to it everything, and humble before it is everything. And by your might, by which you conquer everything, and by your majesty, against which nothing can stand, and by your greatness, which prevails over everything, and by your authority, which is exercised over everything, and by your own self that shall endure forever after.
after everything has vanished, and by your names which manifest your power over everything, and by your knowledge which pervades everything, and by the light of your face which illuminates everything. O he who is light, O he most holy, O he who is light, O he most holy.
In this regard, the author of exegesis of Fatihatul Kitab, which is one of the noble scientific and Gnostic books written by a scholar after the age of Faidul Kashani, narrates that among Bani Israel, there was a pious worshipper who had secluded himself from the other people, and he remained in his own solitude. He worshipped Allah so devotedly, day and night, that all the angels befriended him. Gabriel, too, was the guardian of heavenly secrets and asked the Almighty to be allowed to descend in order to meet this pious man. He was ordered to look into the Lawhul Mahfuz. Gabriel looked and found the pious man's name amongst the unlucky ones. He was surprised at the unpredictability of fates, seized the desire of meeting him, and said, "O Allah, no one can stand against your verdict and tolerate these peculiarities." He was called, "Since you have wished to see him for a while, now go and meet him and tell him what you saw." Gabriel descended into the pious man's convent. He saw him in a very slim and weak way, and he was praying enthusiastically and wholeheartedly, and sometimes he was standing in front of the altar, while at other times humbly prostrating on the soil before Allah. Gabriel greeted him and said, "O pious man, do not get yourself into trouble, because your name is written among the unlucky ones." Hearing this, the pious man smiled, and he began reciting, "Praise be to Allah." Gabriel said, "Poor man, how can you call praise be to Allah at this miserable story? You should be gloomy rather than delighted." The old pious replied, "Do not speak this way, because I am the servant and he is my master. A servant would not wish anything beyond his master's will. He has the power to do as he is inclined and take me where he wills. Praise be to Allah that if I do not deserve going to paradise, I am needed as the wood for the hell." Gabriel returned to his own spot while seeing the state of this man, who was so excited at this condition. Allah ordered him to look at the divine memory. Gabriel looked and saw the pious man's name among the lucky. He was astonished and said, "O Allah, what is the secret of this story, and what is the reason for shifting his name from the unlucky to the lucky?" He was answered, "O the trustee of revealing secrets, when you informed the pious of his stance, he did not groan. But he was patient, and he surrendered himself to my will. And he said, 'Praise be to Allah. He called me with all my praiseworthy names. So I inclined to name him among the lucky instead of the unlucky out of my mercy.'" Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care
and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
This man changed the world.
Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar. Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
Shuma dar in qarn mo'jiza kardid. ملت ایران ملت معجزه آسای قرن است.
الله اکبر خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر خمینی رهبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. In the name of Allah, the exalted, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salam, hello and welcome to our audience, particularly a warm welcome to our audience who are listening to the program The Man Who Changed the World and Still Is. Of course, I refer to Imam Khomeini. May God bless his great soul, for which the supreme leader of the revolution of the Islamic Republic of Iran has referred to and has said that the revolution that occurred in this part of the world and for the rest of the world in its entirety cannot be understood without the great personality of Imam Khomeini. From the previous program, we were at the stage where we've discussed about claim, we've discussed about the fact that there have been enemies of the revolution as well. And of course, Imam Khomeini referred to a very big enemy of this revolution, which he referred to in the form of two